conversation. And why is any one activity of Krishna consciousness better than another one? Why is any one way of serving Krishna better than another? For example, the chanting of the 16 realms. Suppose that you have gone 23 hours of the day serving Krishna in one way or another, and in the last hour there's opportunity to finish your round and also opportunity to make a life member. So instead of chanting your 16 rounds,
you cannot create your concoction. You have to abide by the orders of Krishna.
Then why would...
There is no question of why. It is the order of Krishna as is represented. You have to abide by that. You cannot say why. Then you are not fully surrendered. As soon as you say why. Surrender means there is no why. It is order, it has to be done. That's all. As soon as there is why, there is no surrender. The basic principle is misguided. We have to follow, and just like we have got tilak, if you say why this tilak, there is no question of why. Mahajana jena gata sapantha. We have been instructed by the acharyas, we have to follow that. That is surrender. You cannot say why. Is that clear? As far as there is why, there is no surrender.
So, sir, suppose one is engaged for his livelihood for 8 hours or 10 hours for material purposes.
Yeah.
How he linked with Krishna during that period?
Well, he can. He has got 24 hours for livelihood. Your livelihood, if also. That also should be for Krishna, just like Krishna says, jat karosi. Jat karosi. That means whatever you do, that livelihood is also doing. You do it for Krishna. Livelihood, just like we are also living. We are also eating, you are also eating. So what is the difference? You mold your life in such a way that working for your livelihood would be also Krishna's service.
That should not be for
hours.
That should not be for
hours. Krishna says, kurusyatar madatman, jat karosi. Whatever you do, the result should be given to me. Do for it. Do for me. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, jat dadasi jat. This requires training, how everything can be molded for Krishna. Therefore, guidance required, bona fide spiritual master required. Under his guidance, one has to do. Adu Gudbhasram. In order to execute Krishna consciousness, one has to first of all accept the bona fide spiritual master. Then everything will be done. He is the representative of Krishna, or to act under his direction means acting under Krishna. He knows how to utilize your energy for service of Krishna. Adu Gudbhasram Sadhanma Pritya Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. Just like Rupa Goswami, he was Prime Minister. He had no information of Krishna. But since he saw, of course, Rupa Goswami is eternally Krishna's companion, but superficially, he was saying that he was a prime minister and he was engaged in Nawab service. But when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he decided that I shall retire from the service and act Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So, what did he do? Whatever money he collected by his service, it was huge amount. 50% he immediately spent for Krishna. And 25% he gave to the relatives. And 25% he kept for his emergency expenditure. So, this division, 50% for Krishna means the whole life he acted as a minister, that means he acted for Krishna. Because the result is given to Krishna. And Krishna says, Jatkarosi Kurusya Dadmadarpanam. Is it clear? But our business is, suppose I am earning for my livelihood. Everyone is working for livelihood, requires only 6 hours per day. But he is earning 6,000 per day. And he says, it is my livelihood. Is it not fact? Many, very, many, many big businessmen, they are earning 6,000 per month, per day. But actually, for his livelihood, he requires 6 hours. Why is he earning 6,000? Then Krishna says, give it to me. Yat karosi kurukshetra madarpanam. Don't take the razor.
He has ordered for duty. He must do whatever you are doing.
Yes. So that duty is to be part of nobody. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna did his duty. He was a fighter. But he fought for Krishna. That is his excellence. Is it not?
Yes.
He was a fighter. His duty as a kshatriya, his duty is to fight. But he fought for Krishna. Similarly, everyone can perform his duty. That is also enjoined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atapvam bhi vijasvesta varnasama vibhava. Varna and asap. There are different kinds of duties. Atapvam bhi vijasvesta varnasama vibhava. Sanusthitasya dharmasya. That, well, everyone has got his particular type of duty. But how he is becoming perfect by performing his duty, that is to be seen whether Krishna is satisfied. Chanasthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi harito sam.
How this can be judged?
That's by through Krishna's representative. He should certify, yes, your duty is nicely perfect.
How he himself will judge it?
Huh?
How the sadhak will judge himself that I am doing that?
No, he will not judge. His spiritual master will judge, Krishna's representative. He will not judge. He will make mistakes. Therefore, if one has accepted a bona fide spiritual master, that means he is in direct touch with Krishna. Transparent media. He has to see Krishna through the transparent medium, a spiritual master. Therefore, it is imperative. One has to accept his spirit. Tasmad gurum prapadveda. Vigyasu sevottam. And what kind of go? Shabdi parita nishtatam brahmani upasmasam. So this is a big science. One has to study, one has to understand. The things are there. There is no difficulty.
Yes, you have told about revelation. In Adhyaya 2, Krishna has told that Jasami is Lakshmana Jinaya.
Aparani. Namani Vastrani Aparani. Ginnati Aparani.
According to that version, the soul was there. Soul was there before birth. And after death soul is there.
Yes.
And again the soul is coming in a new shape. So the soul is going on. Always,
changing
one body to another body.
Yes.
Then how the soul is liberated? How it
will be... Liberated means at the present moment, and in this material world, he is accepting material body. And when he is bona fide servant of Krishna, he will be offered a spiritual body, just like a soldier. A person, so long he is not a soldier, he does not, he is not awarded the uniform. But as soon as he accepts the service as a soldier, immediately he is given the uniform. So, you are accepting different bodies in the material world. And that is bhutta bhutta praliyate. You are accepting one type of body, it is becoming vanished. Again you have to accept another. But as soon as you become perfectly Krishna conscious, takta dehaṁ punar janma naiti. Then, after leaving this body, he does not come to this material world. He is immediately māmeti. He turns back. Similarly, he accepts spiritual body. Is it clear or not? You are accepting material body now, birth after birth. Is it not?
Yes.
That is Tantra. Sometimes you are accepting human body, sometimes you are accepting dog's body, sometimes you are accepting king's body, sometimes you are accepting somebody else. Is it not? Is it clear?
Yes, but then Krishna has told us.
So first of all, try to clear this.
One thing.
Now, you are accepting different types of body. Is it not a fact?
Yes.
Now, when you are Krishna conscious, you haven't got to accept a material body. You go directly to Krishna and accept spiritual body. Then your life is eternal.
Then again, he will not get material.
No. Takta deham punarjanma naiti. When you are Krishna conscious, there is no more accepting material body. Māmeti. And māmeti means whoever goes to Krishna, he has as good a body as Krishna. That is one name.
Then this means, Krishna has told Arjuna in the battlefield that, do you think Arjuna, you and I are not there in the past? And you and I will not be.
So Krishna and I or Arjuna existed, but you are existing, you are eternal. You are simply changing body. So Krishna is existing, you are also existing. What is the difficulty to understand this fact? Krishna is existing and you are also existing. You are simply changing body, but Krishna is not changing body. There is a difference.
I totally not merge into that life, Krishna's life.
What is that margin? You have got that brain margin.
Yes,
soul is changing body. Why you are talking of margin? You are changing body, you are individual. I am changing body. I may change to a dog's body, you may change to a demigod's body. That is going on according to one's karma, he is changing body. Now, when you are Krishna conscious fully, this change of body will take place also, but that body will be spiritual. So long you get material body, you have to change one after another. Just like if you have a cheap thing, it goes wrong, you have to purchase another new thing. But if you purchase a real nice thing, it will continue for good. Similarly, so long you are getting this cheap body, material body, you have to change. And as soon as you get the most valuable body, spiritual body, there are no change. Why don't you understand like that? So that you have to get. That is very simple. Krishna says, janma karma mai dibbam jo janati tat. One who does not know what is Krishna, he thinks that somebody is greater than Krishna. But anyone who knows Krishna as he is, immediately he gets that permanent body. Simply by knowing Krishna. Janma karma mai dibbam jo janati tat. Takta dehaṁ punar janma naiti. Māme. Is it clear?
Yes.
So you have to do that. You have simply to understand Krishna. the whole problem is solved.
हमारे लिए कृष्ण को समझने में बहुत सी बातें जैसे अब कृष्ण को जैसे पर्सनल गॉड कहा गया तो पर्सनल गॉड है तो फिर भागवत
तो भी कृष्ण को समझने के लिए जो कृष्ण को समझता है उससे समझना चाहिए यू कैनॉट कॉन्कॉक्ट कोई चीज भी आप सीखिए जो जानता है उससे सीखना चाहिए
तो आपसे
बेकूफ है उससे सीखने से क्या फायदा
इसीलिए तो आपसे पूछा जा रहा है
तो ये तो मैं बोल भी रहा है
जो
ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा एंड कृष्णा कैन बी अंडरस्टूड सिंपली बाय डिवोशनल सर्विस कृष्णा से भक्त्या माम अभिजानाती तो भक्ति लाइन को लीजिए अब कृष्णा का समझ जाइएगा आप तो भक्ति लाइन लेंगे नहीं तो कृष्णा का कैसे समझेगा कोई चीज नहीं है इसको समझिए आगे इधर उधर का बात है इफ यू वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा यू हैव टू एक्सेप्ट दिस डिवोशनल सर्विस यू कैन नॉट प्रपोज एनी अदर अल्टरनेटिव इट्स यूजलेस डोंट स्पॉइल टाइम कृष्णा से भक्ता माव भी जाना एंड दैट बिगिंस फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल सरेंडर टू कृष्णा Sarvadharman first. Whatever nonsense you have known, throw away. Simply surrender to Krishna. That is the beginning of it.
And
Maharaj, we know that we know that who dies, 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 उसको चीट करने के लिए वो जानता है कृष्ण मरता है तो उसको दिखाता है देखा मर रहा है जो कि जन्म भर में कभी कृष्ण को समझना चाहिए इसलिए कृष्ण को तात्विक समझना चाहिए लिखा विवस्त जो प्रतवान 40 million ऑफ इयर्स अगो व्हाट ही डिड ही रिमेंबर देयरफॉर ही इज मरण हिज जन्म इज डिवर्स इसको समझना चाहिए इसलिए तो कृष्ण कहते हैं जो जाना तत्सत तात्विक समझना चाहिए कृष्ण मरते हैं तो हमारा ही ऐसे हो गया एज ही रिमेंबर यू डू नॉट नो यू समा बट यू डू नॉट रिमेंबर यू व्हाई डोंट यू अंडरस्टैंड द डिफरेंस बिटवीन योर एक्टिविटीज एंड कृष्णज एक्टिविटीज दैट इज व्हाट व्हाई डू यू थिंक दैट कृष्ण इज एज गुड एज आई एम देन यू विल बी एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड अब जानती मांग मूढ़ा एज सुन एज यू थिंक दैट कृष्ण इज एज गुड एज एंड देन यू आर मूढ़ा बिकॉज ही हैज अपीयर एज अ ह्यूमन बींग देयरफॉर ही इज एज गुड अ ह्यूमन बींग लाइक मी दैट इज द कंक्लूजन ऑफ द मूढ़ा रस्कल अब जानती मांग मूढ़ा मान सिंह तो निमान परम भाव अवजानन ही डज नॉट नो व्हाट इज कृष्ण ये सब बात है कृष्ण को तात्विक समझना चाहिए और वो तात्विक समझने के लिए भक्ता माम अभिजाना थी जावान जस्यामि तत्व अंडरस्टैंड कृष्ण हैज ही देन इज अलाउड टू कम ऑन एंटर नॉट बिफोर दैट
Whatever the arguments are logic may be, but in India you see that every great Zen personality has surrendered to Krishna, the Mahatma Gandhi.
No, no.
You are also taking Gita.
No, no, don't say like
that.
Surrender of Krishna is different. Then you have to understand what is surrender. Mahatma never surrendered to Krishna. He surrendered to yourself. Therefore you killed him. He surrendered to his countryman and his countryman killed him. He was working for his countryman. That's all. He never worked for Krishna. But you see from the aspect.
I also read Gita, what's the difference?
He never surrendered to Krishna. I wrote him later, Mahatma Gandhi have got so much influence, he just preached the gospel of Bhagavad Gita. Now we have attained Swaraj. We don't be in politics. But he was still in politics after attainment of Swaraj, and his assistant became disgusted because he was interfering and therefore he was killed. That is the open secret. If you would have surrendered to Krishna, all right, now I have worked for Swaraj, my people have got Swaraj, now let me work for Krishna. He never did that. You cannot say that he surrendered to Krishna. He should have taken immediately sannyas and preached Bhagavad Gita if he was actually surrendered to Krishna. What did he do for Krishna? We have to know from practical point of view.
Maharaji,
I'll tell you another story about Mahatma Gandhi. My Guru Maharaj invited me in our mutt, Mahatma Gandhi. The Mahatma Gandhi inquired the my god brothers who went to invite, what you are doing in your mutt? He said, they replied that we are worshipping Lord Krishna. So he inquired, are you pulling on charkha? They said, no, sir. Oh. He said, charkha is my god. If there is no charkha, I am not going there. He said like that. Yes, spinning. Because he was spinning daily. Just like you are chanting 16 down. You are spinning 16 down. And he said frankly, are you spinning charkha? They said, no, sir. Oh, then I am not going there. My God is charkha. That is practical. We have got experience. And actually you are refusing. That's like we are insisting, you must chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 down. He was there were so many charkhas daily selling. People took it very seriously. We also took charkha and that's what it's called?
Handloom.
And there was very good business. And so many charkhas and that handloom was sold in the shop because everyone was purchasing and purchasing. And they were scratched and thrown away some time after. So, because Mahatma Gandhi asked, everyone did. So he also asked our mutt people that, are you spinning a charkha? They said, no, sir. Oh, then I am not going. He refused the invitation. Wait, does it mean he surrendered to Krishna? He surrendered to charkha. That's all. And if you say charkha is also Krishna, oh, then you know no more argument. Avatar means avataran. जैसे ऊपर से कोई आता है अवतरण ऊपर से आते हैं अवतार का अर्थ ही होता है जो ऊपर से आते हैं डिसेंट का मतलब ही होता है जो आते हैं व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ डिसेंट व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ डिसेंट कमिंग डाउन कमिंग डाउन
इन द सेंस ऑफ
पॉलिसी और इन द सेंस ऑफ फॉल Because your brain is congested with impersonality. You cannot understand what is spiritual form. That is a defect.
That is the truth.
Yes. इसलिए तो कृष्ण कहते हैं सर्वधर्मान परित्यज वो जितना सीखे उसको सब त्याग करने पड़े तब सरेंडर होगा All hajpat things should be
difficult job.
Yes. Therefore, अब कृष्ण का बात का ऊपर अगर निर्भर करेगा तो डिफिकल्ट नहीं है. कृष्ण जब बोल है सर छोड़ो तो छोड़ दो.
व्हाट इज
दिस इंटेलेक्ट? दिस इज इग्नोरेंस. दिस इज नॉट इंटेलेक्ट. इट इज इग्नोरेंस. यू आर एक्सेप्टिंग समथिंग रॉन्ग. दैट इज इग्नोरेंस. इग्नोरेंस इज ज्ञानवान. बहुनाम जन्मनाम अंत ज्ञानवान मांग प्रबुद्ध से. That is knowledge. And this is ignorance. He does not know Krishna. And one who does not know Krishna, he has no value of his knowledge. Bhagavad says, Nati vidu shata gatingi vishnu. Knowledge, what is the target of knowledge? To go up to Vishnu, to understand. Tad vishnam paramam padam sada pasyanti shura. Those who are actually intelligent, they are simply observing the Vishnu point. This is Vedic mantra. So unless you reach to that point, your knowledge has no value. It is ignorance. Naham prakasa sarvastra sarvasya yogamaya samabhrita. So long you do not understand Krishna, that means your knowledge is covered, is stale. Jitham antagatam papam. जनानाम पुण्य कर्मा ते दंड महानि मुक्त भजन्ति मां गुरु. इग्नोरेंस मीन्स पाप. थ्रू इग्नोरेंस वन कमिट सिन. जस्ट लाइक अ मैन किल समबडी इन इग्नोरेंस दैट ही विल बी किल आल्सो. ही डज नॉट नो. देयर आर सो मेनी पीपल are killing animals. They do not know that the animal also kill him. And there is ignorance. Just like here, the law is life for life. If you take one life, then you have to give your life. State law, is it not? If you kill somebody, then you will be killed also. So why not God's law, like that? But they are ignorant, they are killing. Animal. That is ignorance. Killing means sin. Why they are committing this sin? Ignorance. He does not know the law that he will also kill. Karma bandhana. Jagyartha karma natra karma bandhana. He will be bound up by his action. And he does not know. That is ignorance. So this whole world is, this material world is full of ignorance. That which is called tamasi. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. That ignorance is, dissipated simply by Krishna consciousness. There is no other method. Chita darpana margana. Simply by Krishna consciousness, that ignorance can be dissipated. Otherwise, not. Not possible. Krishna therefore says, Sau Mahatma Sudullam, completely eradicated from the platform of ignorance, is very rarely to be found. Sau Mahatma Sudullam. There may be so many Mahatma, but such Mahatma who has fully surrendered to Krishna is very rare. Therefore, one who has surrendered to Krishna, he is perfect Mahatma. He is perfect yogi.
Suppose the one who is not completely surrendered, how will he make choices? For example, suppose that there seem to be two different ways of serving Krishna.
He should consult his spiritual master.
Oh, suppose, for example, questions are arising in my mind, and I think to myself, oh, this question is a foolish question, so I shouldn't waste the spiritual master's time. But on the other hand, that thought...
No, don't speculate. You should immediately refer the matter to your spiritual mind.
Then I would be asking you questions all day long, and you'd have no time to do anything else.
No. you are welcome. You are welcome.
So then how do you suppose, for example, last night I was chanting, and then I thought to myself, oh, I'm not concentrating on chanting anymore. Now I should go to sleep. Then how?
Therefore, you are prescribed rules for chanting. You must finish 16 rounds, then go to sleep, whole day sleep. You finish that 16 rounds and sleep whole day. I have no objection.
there is no then.
Don't talk nonsense. If you are so much addicted to sleeping, you simply chant 16 rounds. And whole day sleep, but don't take food also. Don't get up taking prasadam. Now I have to honor prasadam. Let me sanjas then again sleep.
Is there some order of priority in service then? I mean, 16 rounds are more important than anything else, and then following that there's something else.
That's all right. If you cannot do anything else, you simply chant 16 rounds, take prasadam and sleep. It is special priority for you. There is no then. This is order for
you. In a situation where there's a choice between, say, chanting and reading, is chanting a better activity than reading?
Yes, chanting and reading is the same thing.
But is one better than the other?
No better. That I explain. That is absolute. Either you chant or read the same thing. But you have to fulfill the 16 rounds. That's it. All right.